This is Ben Emig and Josue Nunez interviewing Keith Dickinson. Can you please state your age?
About 76.
Where did you grow up?
Nash County.
Anywhere like around Spring Hope?
Between Bailey and Spring Hope, Stanhope, Place Chapel.
Oh, yeah.
Over there at Southern Nash High School.
It's a nice little place out there.
Yeah. Across the creek, right? Toss Not Swamp.
Know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Did you live on a farm?
Yeah. Tobacco farm.
Did you live with your extended family or?
Family.
All right. Do you have any sisters or do you have any siblings?
No, I had brothers.
How many?
Two. All right. One sister. Teacher.
What's your teacher?
Elaine Jones. She retired before you got there. Right?
Yeah, I think so. My dad might have known her though. My dad went to Southern Nash.
What was your dad's name?
Daryl Emig.
Daryl who?
Emig. E-M-I-G.
Emig.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from?
I'm from Spring Hope.
Spring Hope? Mm-hmm. You live in Spring Hope?
Yes, sir.
Where you live at?
In Spring Hope.
Spring Hope?
Yes.
In town? Both of you live in town?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember about being sick when you were a child or anything?
Not really.
You don't remember like having chicken pox or anything like that?
No, but I had the chicken pox, but I don't really. Must not a bad case or something.
Mm-hmm. Did you have like a town doctor that you went to or that got called out to you?
I probably came here one time to Bailey to the lady doctor back then.
Mm-hmm.
There Spring Hope had two or three doctors at that time. So I got a feeling that, you know, I had an experience with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's 5 years younger than me. He was a little bitty baby at that time. This doctor came from Spring Hope, Van, I believe his name was Dr. Van Olderjohn.
Mm-hmm.
That was back when doctors came to your house.
Right.
And so he, I guess, going to give him a shot of penicillin, I guess, or something. And I was watching him. He gave it to him in his butt.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a little vial of what was. I don't know what it was, you know. Might have been water. Could have been sugar water. Could have been, I don't know what he had, but some kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did, I never will forget it, he took a big, of course back then syringes, the needles were 3 or 4 times larger than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're almost as small as you can't hardly see them, you know.
Right.
But then they were large. They were a good 1/16 of an inch, if not bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him, stuck them with empty. He stuck the needle in. And he screwed it out. Back then, they screwed the needles from the syringe.
Mm-hmm.
They screwed them on.
Okay.
And so he backed that thing off, unscrewed it.
Right.
And here's this vial of penicillin, or what it was, probably penicillin. And so he took, and then he put another, I'm trying to remember, so he screwed it on somehow or another, and he sucked and he pulled it back out, and he filled his syringe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Took it a little loose. Now, the needle is still stuck in his butt, just hanging there. And then he took it back and screwed it back onto the needle. Why he didn't, was a different way of pulling it out. And then he gave the shot to him. But it stood out. You know, because the needle kept hanging in his butt. And while he was over here getting it in the syringe. I thought that was it. I had whooping cough, I guess it was, or I had a cough.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama had a little lantern type, about that high. She referred to it as a Aladdin lamp.
Okay.
That she put some kind of oil was in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a regular big lamp, but it was just a little bitty. And she burned that in the room where I was at to make my cough go away. I remember that. I was probably 3 years old, four. Mm-hmm. that's about all that's kind of stood out back then.
Right. Did you like receive any other medical treatment?
Back when I was little?
Or, yeah, back then. Well, not when you were little, but like as you were growing up.
I had I was susceptible, that's not a good word, to a cold. Mm-hmm. I had colds back then. Every winter I would have a cold and seem like keep it. And so I'd go to the doctor pretty much a whole lot because I had runny nose all mm-hmm. the day. But anyway, it was even when I, up until I, I'd say 18, and then I outgrew it. That's what they call outgrowing.
Mm-hmm.
So that I outgrew that. But that's when I played basketball, even my runny nose and played basketball. And I played basketball in high school. So,
what position did you play?
Guard. I was a guard, and then I grew 2 or 3 inches. I became a forward in my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
But I started out as the guard.
Josue here plays basketball for our team over at Southern. So.
Oh, okay.
I play guard for my height.
And what was your full time, or you played all the time, or how many points did you average?
Maybe like not a lot, like 4 or 5 points.
4 or 5. My average was about 6.
Mm-hmm.
And back then we didn't. If you got 35, 40 points, you're doing real good. Mm-hmm. I mean, the teams just didn't score.
Right.
But I usually would make 3 or 4 points on foul shots.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could had probably 60% on fouls. Shooting fouls is a mental thing.
Yeah.
Is that right? What did you say his name was?
Jose.
Jose. Shooting foul shots is a mental thing after you learn how to shoot. Right?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Do you remember any of the doctors that you went to see in particular?
When I was Dr. Warren, who died a couple, 2 years ago, 3 years, from 56 through he died, was my doctor.
Hmm.
Even though when I left after high school, I went to college, got out of that, I went to service, went to Vietnam, came back, and then I stayed. I was in construction for 10, 11 years, out building hospitals. I came back, built a house where I stay now, and still. So that was my construction type until I was 50.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went with the state inspecting hospitals.
Hmm.
I built hospitals, and then I started inspecting mm-hmm. hospitals. Until basically healthcare, you might want to say.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you remember any medicines that were kept around your household, like that was your go-to when you were sick?
When I was little.
Or
growing up.
Yeah, when you were growing up.
Back then, when I was having those problems, sulfur was the mm-hmm. primary drug for that.
And how would you use that?
You'd take it by the mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a pill or a capsule,
mm-hmm.
but it was sulfur. Tastes like it, smelt like
yeah.
it. And I don't think it was worth a hoot. But, you know, that's what they thought was good for what mm-hmm. I had. Sort of a sinus.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sinus problem. Could have been born with it, I'm sure it was. I still think I'm born with it. I don't know, but when I went to Vietnam, Agent Orange was a different thing. And so I have COPD, which came from Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any home remedies?
Home remedies. Sassafras tea was a home remedy. That was a root. Grew under some bushes. Or,
mm-hmm.
I remember tasting some of that one time. It was tough stuff. syrup or black draught was a home remedy. Well, one home remedy bought that. That was a laxative, really. Another laxative. When you're growing up back then, you know, you, well, most people had, would have a cow in the farm. We had a cow. Milk, and it tends to constipate. And one of the home remedies, it was not a home remedy, but when they made milk for babies, you know, baby milk, they would put syrup in it. Syrup in it evidently was a type of laxative to help against the milk itself for feeding babies, and you know. So that was done. I remember that my mama did that, you know. And I reckon all that was a formula.
Right.
You got to have so much milk and so many, so much spoonful of, instead of a spoonful of sugar, it was a spoonful of syrup. So, but I don't, not a lot of home remedies, I don't guess, other than castor oil was another laxative. If you ever had any, you need to try some one time, just see how it tastes. Other than sick, not sick, but had that cold about every winter. I kept a cold just about. I'd carry, even through high school, I'd carry two handkerchiefs every day. When I get home, maybe my pocket would back there would be wet, or I would blow my nose. But after I got about out of high school, it went away. And there was a doctor in Bun there. And I went to see him, and he gave me a shot. So anyway, whether that helped or not, I remember that was what it was for. Different face, different time, you know, you try something different, somewhat different. But anyway, Dr. Warren really was my doctor.
Did you have any illnesses that there are now vaccines for?
Well, I'm sure, let's see, there's smallpox that you get right here. Everybody got that, I believe, smallpox, or chickenpox, no, smallpox. Before going to school, before you went to school.
Right.
You had to have that. And I remember mine got knocked off the scab. And usually it scabbed up back then. I don't know how they do it now. And the scab come on it that big, you know, just and playing rough, it got knocked off. And so I remember then, of course, it had to be redone. And then I wore a, it was a cover, plastic over tape, so nobody would knock it off. A polio shot, polio when it came out. Everybody got a polio shot. I don't know. Everything that was going around back then for the polio, you know, everybody got them.
Right.
Before you had to go to school. Or, you know. So nothing special at all.
Is there any medical advancement or a discovery that's helped you personally?
Well, other than my lungs, Semicore, which has been out for probably 20 years, I reckon. I take that. And that's supposed to help. Buterol is supposed to help. So that's new compared to back then. When I was growing up, little, I don't even think aspirin. That aspirin became probably the first, if you want to use that as a drug. That might have been the first thing that came out that would help you.
Right.
Had a fever or. You know, so aspirin, I'm sure, in the 40s, late 40s, probably, I'm not sure when the aspirin came out. But now you have multi ibuprofen, all the different, most of them do have a aspirin base.
Right.
It's all, but they just, you know, add this and add that. But there's still aspirin is aspirin is aspirin. Mm-hmm. Even though some of this other stuff you pay four or five times.
And it's the same thing.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Well, I think that's about all the questions we have for you. It's been real nice talking to you.
Okay. Well, good. Good. Did I help you in it?
Yes,
yes, sir.